Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, March 1st, the year is 2022. And the world is truly on the verge, not just of a global planetary war. We're already in the midst of a financial planetary design implosion by a handful of private central banks that have issued quadrillions in fake currency to consolidate and buy up control of almost all resources in the world. They need global crises. They need excuses, smoke screens for the events that are now already unfolding. Chief amongst it, the inflation moving towards hyperinflation, and then the dreaded artificial stagflation, where you have a depression in the production of goods and a depression in the general economy with it shrinking while prices massively increase at the same time. Stagflation was thought to be impossible until the 1970s, when the private Federal Reserve was actually able to artificially create it. Now, moving on to Russia, pulling back in a real politic Henry Kissinger worldview. That doesn't mean I agree with Henry Kissinger. I'm saying looking at it through the prism of the sociopaths. Putin has been pushed into this with NATO expansion and with all these different world leaders and all the different TV and news programs and members of the House and members of the Senate, and Joe Biden as a presidential candidate and then Joe Biden as president saying Russia is evil, Putin is evil, he's a thug, he's a criminal, we're going to crush him, we got to fight him over there in Ukraine and fight him over there in Eastern Europe and the Balkans. And the Baltic states, instead of fighting him here in America and blaming every facet of American life and every problem that goes on in the country and every cultural struggle on Putin. And it's not just done here. It's done around the world. Look at what just transpired in Canada in the last month, where mainstream news and the government itself said, with no evidence, that Vladimir Putin and the Russians were controlling the truck drivers. And if you go on Twitter or Instagram or even in mainstream corporate news everywhere, they're saying arrest Alex Jones, arrest Roger Stone, arrest Donald Trump. They work for Putin. And then they take the audio of Trump being sarcastic on a show last week about, oh, look how wonderful, you know, Putin is with his peacekeepers. He's going to keep the peace. And he's being completely sarcastic and went on to say Biden totally acted weak and precipitated this invasion with the horrible pullout in Afghanistan. But they edit it and then put it on the nightly news and on other programs and on comedy shows, deceiving the American people that Trump is supporting Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are parlaying this global crisis into domestic control, not just here, not just in Canada, not just in the UK, but all over Europe. The EU and Germany are announcing, and we're going to cover this next segment with myself and Owen Schroyer, that the mere potential pre-crime of a thought crime, like sharing an article from Russia, if you might do it, well, then you're going to be shut down. You're going to be censored. And, of course, they then extend that to the ADL's list of everything else. Don't criticize transgenderism and children being pushed on children. Don't criticize election fraud. Don't criticize open borders. They're going to use this conflict with Russia as the pretext to come after all their domestic opposition across the world with legislation to literally turn the world into a giant authoritarian gulag where you're arrested, disappeared, deplatformed, debanked, if you even question any of the official orthodoxy. This is a horrible situation we're all in. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you that every day when I look at my news desk and all the stacks and all the stories, it's pretty overwhelming, pretty groundbreaking information we cover here at InfoWars. But it seems like every day it just keeps mounting and reaching new levels. From World War III to deadly vaccines, you can only get the truth right here at InfoWars.com and Band.video. An incredible time to be alive, an incredible time to be a part of this great team here at InfoWars, all built by you and the audience and Alex Jones telling the truth for years, and now the saying Alex Jones was right is a household cliche. Well, Alex is trying to take some time off, but how can you with World War III and deadly vaccines poisoning our planet? He's on the phone with me now. Alex, where do you want to begin? I mean, huge news coming out of Ukraine. We've got huge news coming out today about the vaccines that they're trying to cover up. All of this ahead of the State of the Union address tonight, which, I mean, is Biden even going to be able to make it? Has he had a public appearance that hasn't been a fumbling, bumbling embarrassment? Alex Jones on the phone line. What's the top story for you today, Alex?
Well, that's right. A lot of people are going to ask me, what are you doing taking a few days off in the middle of this war? And I promised my daughter, and I promised others that I was going to take at least some time off because I've been working 15, 16, 18 hours a day. I'm not complaining. It's gotten so intense that I've, you know, hit basically burnout. And when that happens, I've got to at least disconnect some and go out of town. Or, again, I've been working upwards of 20 hours a day. Saturday and Sunday, I work 20 hours at least each day, so it's about 4 hours. And so before I have a breakdown, I just had to go ahead and go forward with the script that was already planned over a month ago. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. A lot's going on, a lot's happening. Always going to be doing a great job, along with the rest of the amazing crew and our guests and everybody else. But let me just get this out here. We need a 35,000-foot view on all of this and understand that the globalists started the war with Russia. The globalists said we got to fight them over there and not here. The globalists invaded all of these countries in the last 20-plus years on the most flimsy of pretext. And now they're moving weapons up to the Russian border. And so what else was Putin going to do? And I want to be clear, I'm not a Putinite. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia, but I have studied the history. And I don't like what Putin's done. I think he's miscalculated. I think this war is terrible. I'm a known anti-war person. I've been against every single one of these wars, Gulf War One, Gulf War Two, the bombing of Serbia and Belgrade that happened twice with the Clintons for you know, like a month, bombing them with DU bombs, blowing up hundreds of buildings, thousands total, but hundreds of big ones, killing tens of thousands of people. this is the reality of what's been going on, and I've been against all those wars right through to today, and I'm against what Putin's done as well, but this is designed by the social engineers to make us choose a side, and so they can also bring in incredible authoritarian censorship in Europe, Australia, the U.S., Canada, and the legislation is introduced in Europe, the EU saying they may do it without even having a law passed, to not just ban RT and Sputnik off TV and the internet and block it in Europe, but now to block and censor anybody that shares it. And that is just insane. I share stuff that Kim Jong-un says and that Xi Jinping says. I don't like them. I see them as major threats. But the bigger threat is the people running us and controlling us. They're starting all these wars that are openly trying to train us and condition us to accept authoritarianism. And so any authoritarianism of Putin is nothing when his economy is not very big. He has not a very big population. He has the biggest country in the world. They do have nuclear weapons, but I don't believe he's going to expand throughout all of Ukraine. I think he doesn't want Ukraine, knows he can't hold Ukraine. He does want to have a new government put in, probably a puppet government, to replace the West puppet government. But we have to understand the byproduct of this is the control and the witch hunts and the attacks on our freedom here with part three of the whole Russiagate hoax, where anybody that opposes globalist policies must be a Putin agent. Like they blame the truckers in the last month saying they're Putin agents with no evidence. And the bigger piece of that internationally is China openly saying they're getting ready to go into Taiwan, the head of their Navy, threatening the U.S. to blow us up or chop our fingers off, is the quote, basically. He says we'll get burned or cut our fingers off if that means bloody nose in their parlance, if we get involved. And so the globalists are smart on the top. They have incompetence as the managers that they control, so they can burn them or blame them when they want. The State Department is literally a bunch of drug addict, a pedophile trash. I know folks that have guarded them all over the world. Two-thirds of them are on a bunch of psychotropic drugs and other drugs, completely out of their minds. But the globalists above them destroyed Trump's plan to leave Afghanistan, and that would be a good exit, to entice Russia and others to make their moves, because the globalists want the destabilization. They want part two of the Great Reset. They want economies to collapse. They want currencies to spiral out of control and be devalued, because at that international level, again, they want the post-industrial world. So as I've been saying for 2 years, after the whole virus scare, there'll be war, there'll be cyber attack, there'll be power outages. I've been like a parrot saying it. I don't just make a bunch of predictions, folks. I make specific predictions, the same ones over and over again, so we have it on record when it comes true. And how do I know all this? How do I know war is next? How do I know devaluation of currency is next? How do I know famine's next? Because it's in the playbook of Operation Lockstep and the Club of Rome and the CFR and the World Trade Organization and the IMF and the World Bank and the International Mega Settlements. All I do is read their documents. And then I'm totally frustrated with talk shows. It's hard to even get to it all. But people are finally discovering these clips. They're discovering these conferences. They're discovering the webs of connections. They're discovering how the World Economic Forum is the organizational mouthpiece of this system. And people are discovering that these global elites are out to get the Russians. They're out to get the Chinese. They're out to get the Americans. They're out to get the Mexicans. They're out to get the Canadians. They're out to get the Brazilians. They're out to get the Japanese. They're out to get everybody, our children, their future. They want a, quote, post-human, post-industrial world. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity. This is a transhumanist, anti-human cult. They're probably run by aliens. I don't know that. I don't speculate. I just know they talk like collaborators that have made a deal with some type of off-world operation to literally terraform the planet where humans can't live on it, take everything over, and tell us that the end of humanity is here. So that's the big picture. But I'm not enemies of all the stupid left and all the right-wing fools, you know, that are neocons and people. They're just minions of the system that choose a side and try to be powerful within the system. But when the system itself is trying to destroy you, you've got to simply pull out of the system and build a new one. And so that's the reality here today. Oh, I know you've got a lot to cover and a lot to go over, but they always cover up one crisis and one thing they've done with a bigger crisis. We've been asking the question for 2 years.
as it comes out that this virus was made in the lab, which is confirmed now. As it comes out, they released it on purpose. As it comes out that they launched all these attacks. As it comes out that the vaccine isn't a vaccine, but a deadly gene therapy that raises your immune system and gives you cancer and blood clots. They would have a new, bigger crisis to turn the page. I said that probably 1,000 times in the last 700 days or so, since this just 800 days since this started. And now here we are with the next chapter, the war. And they greenlit publicly. We don't know, there were secret meetings with Putin and Klaus Schwab and Kissinger, but you can see it telegraphed to the Chinese and the Russians that, hey, the globalists want a war. They want a new diversion. They want a new cover story for massive monetization, massive money printing, and crackdowns on freedom worldwide. It helps all these governments. The virus helped all these governments power grab. The virus was just the beginning. Now war helps all the governments power grab, whether it's Chinese, Russian, U.S., Canadian. It doesn't matter. And so they telegraphed to Putin that he could invade. Biden said, just don't take the whole country, and we won't respond. And so he invaded. And that's because the deal was made publicly in front of everyone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not take these transmissions for granted. You see the state of the world, you see the state of our politics, and you have to understand, the globalists, the World Economic Forum, are going for broke. And for them now to say, you're not even allowed to hear from Russia, you're not allowed to hear from Russian ambassadors, you're not allowed to hear from Russian media, you're not allowed to hear from Putin, that is a dangerous concept, and it means they're coming for us and you next. Whether you like Putin or hate him, you want to know what he's thinking, what he's saying in these important times, and now they're trying to shut that down. So, Alex, I mean, this just shows the digital communication gulags are a huge threat to humanity, and they're obviously afraid of whatever Putin is doing and saying because they don't want the world to know it as he's going deeper into Ukraine.
Well, that's right. And again, I want to be very, very clear about this. Just pull back and say, let's be neutral on Putin, let's be neutral on the U.S., let's be neutral on Ukraine, and just look at the facts. That's been a proxy war for 8 years, that George Soros brags he overthrew it, and that then Russia invaded and took over several large areas of the country in the east and the south for the last several years. What is it now, 7, 8 years? And so that's been unfolding for that long. And so why did this happen suddenly now that Trump leaves office? And in comes Biden. Well, we know on record, the State Department's had to confirm this. Trump just told Putin, I'll bomb Moscow if you attack Kiev. And he also told Xi Jinping to his face, if you go into Taiwan, we will go to nuclear war. He told Kim Jong-un that as well. If he kept firing the missiles, we were going to nuke him. He said it on TV, fire and fury. And so that's the truth. Now, the globalists, with their puppet Biden, said, no, just go ahead and take part of the country. Just don't take it all. We're not going to militarily counter you. That then got Putin to commit. Now that Putin's committed, we moved into the country, the left is all, we need to have Ukraine join the Euro. We need to have Ukraine join NATO right now, which would be a total act of war with Russia. So, again, they wanted to create this crisis so they could play it out and use it for a long time. And as a pretext for domestic crackdowns all over the Western world and to silence their opposition. So the EU has announced, the UK is announcing, Australia, Canada, and it's all over the news here that now we've got a crackdown on disinformation. Anybody that questions the official narrative from NATO on Russia, and that is so incredibly dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. So let me read to you just one example of what's going on. Here's a story that is on Infowars.com. It's titled, Canadian Bill Would Ban Suspected Intent to Commit Hate Speech Online. No, this isn't Minority Report with Tom Cruise. They're saying if AI thinks you might engage in hate speech, which again, just a few years ago wasn't the law in Canada, but now if you criticize a group or say you don't like communism or say that you're concerned about Klaus Schwab, even members of parliament are shut down in the Canadian parliament when they bring up, quote, hate speech, which is always being expanded to everything you can imagine, not just the OK sign, but now honk, honk, is Heil Hitler, and people need to be arrested. Now, the Canadian flag is Hitler. Now, not wearing a mask is Hitler. And people say, this doesn't make sense. It's crazy. No, 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 no. They just label you as the enemy on whatever thing it is they're power grabbing, whatever it is they're taking from you. And then you point out, well, wait a minute. So many of these people are the grandkids of real Nazis, Klaus Schwab and Christia Freeland and all the rest of them. And, oh, that's hate speech, too. That's Hitler, too. And then Putin actually says, well, a lot of the Eastern or Western Ukrainians are Nazis, and they actually are leftovers from a Nazi party. Oh, that's horrible, says the ADL. You're not supposed to say that, even though it's true. So that's the reality. Don't call a real Nazi like Soros or some of the Western Ukrainians a Nazi, or you'll get censored, you'll get in trouble. This is the new tyranny. When you read this article on Infowars.com, with a straight face, Trudeau's introduced legislation to preemptively take everybody off the Internet and ban people and create an Internet ID system able to go online. That's what the communist Chinese have tried to put in place. This is all part of the global social credit score. It's all part of the control grid, and it's not coming. It's here, and Canada is the beta test for what they want to roll out worldwide. So is Australia, where they also passed in an emergency session legislation to preemptively stop people criticizing lockdowns. And what did Biden put in his national terrorism directive of June of last year? That questioning lockdowns is white supremacism. White supremacism is terror. Now, that makes no sense. It's like saying a banana is a spaceship, or a potato is a rocket launcher, or a gun is a sandwich. It doesn't matter, because this is their authoritarianism. This is their program, and they're attacking free, innocent, hardworking, good people of the West. The globalists are. So they must have something that makes us all suspects, so we can all be bad and be the terrorists. So now we all may have the deadly virus. Now we all may be a white supremacist. Now we all may be a Russian agent. And this is how they're closing in on us ahead of the total financial collapse and the universal basic income, which will be just enough to live. But you must then follow every order they say and track in live time by your smartphone. That's just phase one, phase two, implantable microchip. This is all officially announced by Klaus Schwab. So, in closing, I'm going to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer. We are in a battle with the globalists at point-blank range. We're winning. People are seeing through their garbage, their whole vaccine rollout, their whole COVID power grab blew up in their face. This whole Ukraine thing is blowing up in their face on both sides, in Putin's face and the globalist sides. The incompetency of these governments is coming out. And we need to stay on air now more than ever, so people are ready for the truth, listeners. But we need the financing to stay on air. Plus, we have great products everybody needs, so folks, don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. I've extended X3 with all three of the good types of iodine for your immune system and your body. It is 50% off, because I just got to get the money in. It's 50% off. I've been extending that for at least a few more days. Winter Sun, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. They are all at InfoWarsStore.com. The flash sale for Turbo Force, 50% off, will end today, because we're only down to a few thousand packages of that, and more isn't coming in, at least until August of this year, because of supply chain breakdown. So get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get your storable food. It's ready to ship to you. In this crazy world, folks, that's how you beat inflation, is get storable food, because then you can eat storable food later that tastes really good and is nutritious that you bought at a lower price. That's one of the few ways you can actually beat inflation. It's even better than real estate. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Ellen, I hope when you come back, you'll actually read this article on air. I mean, I know you've got a lot to cover, but people need to see the thought crime law they're trying to pass in Canada that is beyond even North Korea or communist China, where AI watches you in live time and censors you and blocks you before you even post because of an algorithm it has of who you are and what you're doing. This is beyond science fiction. This is actually happening. So everybody will keep us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. People can also call toll-free and order over the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have still a underage. We are still in the red right now that we've dug out of the hole, some thanks to all your help. But we do not want InfoWars to have to cut people back. We do not want InfoWars to have to, you know, declare some type of limited bankruptcy. We really need all of your support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep InfoWars on the air. So God bless. I'm going to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer. Remember, if you don't share the articles, nobody will. If you don't speak up, nobody will. If you don't pray for awakening, nobody will. Back to Owen Schroyer.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality, storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality, storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Troyer with you now. I will be hosting the rest of the way. I've got Roger Stone coming up with breaking news in the next hour. And then we're also going to be joined by Jake Ducey in the third hour, who will then be taking over and hosting the fourth hour before I come back and host the War Room, where I will have all 3 hours. And I just look at all this news on my desk, and if you guys give me a dot cam, not just every single article that I have in front of me, do I have deep, important commentary to get into. each one of these stacks that all ties together will frame where we're at now as humans on this planet and where we're going. If we can't change the tide, us freedom-loving, God-fearing citizens of this planet. So let me just give you the layout, and then, as Alex requested, I will read this whole article. Canadian bill would ban suspected intent to commit hate speech online. So not even a crime. So this is Minority Report. This is the Future Crime Unit. But that's not even a fair analysis. This is just the globalists and the radical left communists occupying America, occupying Canada. This is just their excuse to persecute and arrest or disappear anybody that they want to. That's what this is really about. It's not about hate speech. It's not about censorship. It's about they want to be able to disappear you. Now, let me just tell you everything we got here. I've got all the latest updates out of Ukraine and Russia, and then it appears now there's developments going on in Taiwan. What does that mean? I've got this big stack over here, and quite frankly, the frustration is that everything that I can cover over here about COVID and the vaccine, we've already covered. We've been covering for 2 years, but now it's just mainstream accepted news with new studies that have just come out, Pfizer having to release their documents. Everything we've been reporting is now 100% confirmed. From the vaccines killing people, or now what they call vaccine AIDS, VADES, to the masks never worked, the lockdown crashed the economy. It's just they're admitting all of it. And they want you to forget about that as it all comes out and only think about Putin or only think about Ukraine, not thinking about all the crimes against humanity in the name of COVID that have been done to this planet, not to think about the crimes that have been done to you and this country by our bureaucrats, by our health officials, by our government, by our politicians. They want you to forget about all of that and just look into whatever it is they're telling you about Ukraine. But how are they going to cover up now? How are they going to cover up now these deadly vaccines? How are they going to cover up now all the lies and everything they told about COVID? Or maybe people will just move on and give up until the next deadly pandemic comes to crush us just a little bit more. But I'm telling you, folks, the latest studies that have just come out, it confirms all of our worst analysis, meaning the worst case scenario with these vaccines, it confirms all of it. And they can try to argue it away. They can try to flush it down the toilet. They can try to act like it doesn't exist. No. Pfizer and Moderna and all these vaccine manufacturers are in big, big trouble. And I guess the only hopes that the big pharmaceutical medical industrial complex has is that some sort of a World War scenario will distract from their crimes, distract from the deadly vaccines, and make people forget so that they would never be held accountable. I want you to understand how real this is. I have friends that took this vaccine. I listen to talk radio show hosts that took this vaccine, and they're panicked. Now, they weren't panicked when we first reported this stuff. They weren't panicked when we've been breaking this news for years. They weren't panicked when I warned them not to take it. The information is so overwhelming. The studies are so overwhelming now
I mean, here's one name I'm sure you heard of, Dan Bongino, covering it yesterday, saying, hey, I took this vaccine. I'm reading these studies. Is this thing going to kill me now? That's not fun. Now, why did that happen? Well, because the establishment and the media ran their fear-mongering. The corrupt medical-industrial complex, run by Big Pharma, told doctors vaccines are the only answers. And so, oh, you have a pre-existing condition. Oh, you're unhealthy. Oh, you've had cancer. Oh, you've had this. Oh, you've had that. They say, you better take that vaccine, even if it's against their own will and their own wishes. They get scared into taking that vaccine. And now here they are a year later looking at these studies saying the vaccine is going to potentially give them cancer or a heart problem and kill them. And they're freaked out. My intent is not to freak anybody out. In fact, I mean, I almost feel bad. It's not the same level of sharing sad or bad information with someone. Like, you know, you've got to go to the family and say, hey, the heart surgery didn't take, he's gone. Or, hey, you know, we tried to save him after the car accident, we couldn't. Or telling somebody they've got a terminal illness that they've just been diagnosed with. It's not quite that direct because it's not the interpersonal communication. But I mean, no, this is pretty serious stuff that I'm sorry you have to hear from InfoWars because nobody else will say it. Now I can't really say no one else will say it because that's not true. Other people are now reporting it. And Dr. Peter McCullough, I mean, this guy is a hero. Dr. Peter McCullough is a hero. And he is doing hours and hours and hours and hours of interviews on any platform that will give him the time of day, no matter how big, no matter how small. And he's warning people, here's in the vaccines, here's the studies, here's the reports, here's the data, everything. He gets it. He's like, yeah, this is cataclysmic. You might want to know about this. He's in red alert mode, warning people about this as his duty as a doctor. Probably literally wakes up, does 30 interviews, and goes to bed. And just shows the data, shows the science, shows the studies. And it's so overwhelming now that everybody's starting to get it. And then you've got the State of the Union address tonight and all the details regarding that. I mean, it's just, honestly, it's just so overwhelming. And I've got more. Roger Stone has breaking news. So it's like, it's so over the top at this point. There is no real proper way to cover it than to just sit down, accept this is the state of the world, and just tell you the truth about what's going on. So I don't like to have to be up here as the tip of the spear for truth and resistance to the New World Order, diagnosing the planet with a terminal illness known as globalism, or the World Economic Forum, or the Great Reset. But there it is. There's your diagnosis. Civilization as we know it has a terminal illness. It's called the Great Reset. It's called globalism, and we need to stop it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So here's the deal. I need like a 3-hour college lecture type of platform and presentation today to really accurately and fully cover all this information. But I've got Roger Stone coming up with breaking news. I got a great guest coming up in the third hour, Jake Ducey. And I've got to deal with these radio breaks. So what I might do is really just get into all of this on the War Room today and just kind of parse through the more important stuff now on the Alex Jones Show during these segments. But then really do like the college lecture, 3-hour long, just full dissertation of all this information that we have in front of me. So I'm going to come back in the short segment and read this whole interview about thought crime, future crime units being rolled out in Canada, like Minority Report, that's happening. But let me do this right now, because this is just too important not to cover. And so is this Ukraine news, quite frankly. There's just so much of it, it's overwhelming. I mean, like, I'm literally sitting here with the crew like, you know, what do we do? Because we're on TV stations, we're on radio stations, and it's like, we need a full 3 hours of broadcast. And we do light commercial breaks. And we wouldn't pay the bills without them and without our radios and TV syndicates and everything. But it's just, the problem is you don't hear this anywhere else, so there's a burden to make sure all of it gets out there for the public to hear. Now, let me just focus and actually cover this. So we're now getting the data on the vaccines, and it's not good. Pfizer vaccine far less effective in 5 to 11-year-olds, latest data shows. But no, it's not effective in anybody The vaccine doesn't work for any age group. It's a total failure, and in fact, I mean, folks, it's like injecting yourself with cancer. And that's not me saying it. That's doctors. That's the data. So here's the big study that I gave to the crew that I want them to put on the screen that has doctors panicking and talk show hosts panicking that took the vaccine. I mean, they're literally like, what is going on? What is inside of me? I was lied to. I'm ticked off, as you should be. From MDPI, here's the study. Intracellular reverse transcription of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA vaccine BNT162B2 in vitro in human liver cell line. That's the name of the study. Now, it's a very long report, very scientific in the presentation and the verbiage and everything. And I'm going to try my best to put it into layman's terms. But pretty much everything that we've been warning about this vaccine for more than a year now is 100% confirmed. It's causing all kinds of heart problems. It's causing Guillain-Barré. Really, it's like Russian roulette with a chemical cocktail that could cause one of 100 different problems to you, and you never know when it might happen. Now, they were giving out saline solutions in a lot of the shots, which had people asking why. Well, maybe that's because they didn't want everyone to just straight up die in the next 20 years that took this vaccine because it would be too obvious. Now, imagine if we knew this at InfoWars. If the doctors we had on as guests knew this, am I supposed to believe that the CDC and the FDA and the vaccine manufacturers didn't know this? And then the one piece of evidence that I would have to be presented to confirm or deny that would be the leaked PowerPoint slides from, I believe it was Pfizer, or maybe it was the FDA, I can't recall who it is exactly right now, but the leaked PowerPoint slides that said, here's all the side effects of the vaccine. Yeah, it was the FDA, thank you. Here's all the side effects of the vaccine. This was October 2020, before they rolled it out. And here's all the side effects, very common, including death. Did they tell you about that? No, they covered it up. Did they roll out the vaccine anyway? They sure did. And now the VAERS reporting website, the Vaccine Adverse Reaction website, has confirmed at least 20,000 dead from the vaccine. They estimate they get maybe 10% of the vaccine adverse reaction reports there on that website. So you multiply that by 10, you're talking about 200,000 dead from the vaccine, which are the numbers that Dr. Peter McCullough is estimating. He said on his latest interview it's about 187,000 people he thinks died from the vaccine. Now, here's the real world relevant data that confirms in live time what these vaccines are doing. Attorney Thomas Renz, under penalty of perjury, presented Department of Defense statistics showing radical increases in all types of diseases, heart problems, cancers, miscarriages. The list just goes on and on. Like every single one, numbers skyrocketing. What's the anomaly? What's the controlled variable? Well, it's the vaccine. So there's your confirmation of the study that proves these vaccines. But here's the problem is I'm not a doctor, so I don't have the most eloquent way of explaining this to you. But basically what it is that when this vaccine gets in you, it's a permanent spike protein, synthetic DNA that never leaves your body, potentially. I mean, maybe there's a way to get rid of it. Some theorize there is. If you get two or three, though, you're probably never coming out of this. A synthetic DNA and spike protein that basically rewrites your DNA, and then it's like you get a fresh DNA sequence. You're no longer yourself. Like, oh, I'm no longer Owen Schroyer. I'm now Pfizer mRNA patented technology. I'm not even an organic human. I'm a genetically modified human that is now producing spike proteins in a fresh new synthetic DNA sequence that can essentially open me up to any and every disease. So if I had any immunity to other diseases, it's now gone. If I was resilient against some sort of infections or diseases, that's now gone. You've basically been reset as a non-organic human to be susceptible to any type of outbreak, any type of virus, any type of disease, any type of heart problem, anything. So, like, you know how they do this thing where they can say, oh, you're prone to heart problems, or you're prone to a brain aneurysm, or you have all this stuff, and we can have a surgery, and we can take care of that for you. Well, now that's everyone that's taken this vaccine. Except we don't know what you might be prone to, because it's just chemical Russian roulette in your body. And there is no long-term study of this. But in the short term, we already know what it's doing to people. CDC under fire for not publishing all COVID-19 data it collects. Yeah, well, they can't show you that the vaccines are killing people that they promoted and said were safe and effective. So let me read some of the latest here from Dr. Peter McCullough. Practitioners are most interested in analysis of the safety data. With over 1 million safety reports through February 11, 2022, understanding organ injury, risk prediction, hospitalization, death as outcomes is critical to the informed consent process for those still contemplating. In other words, they never told you all the side effects about the vaccines. They broke the law. That's a crime against humanity. Dr. Cadaligini, I'm probably butchering that, Dr. Cadagiani from Brazil has hit on a key understanding that catecholamines in the setting of spike protein myocarditis trigger the fatal sequence to cardiac death. Large number of athlete deaths are now in medical literature, will generate considerable attention research. In other words, the vaccines are causing deadly heart attacks. Side-by-side, important reports, reverse transcription, nuclear DNA code for spike, both spike protein, both significant discoveries, enormous implications of permanent chromosomal change and long-term constitutive spike synthesis drive the pathogens of a whole new genre of chronic diseases. Did you hear that? Again, I'm not the doctor, and I had to do all kinds of reading just to try to put this in layman's terms for you. But basically, you're now a new species. You're not even technically a human. You're now like a new species, new DNA, and we don't know what kind of diseases you might get. We don't know what kind of diseases you might get, you might pass on, side effects. I mean, this is crazy. Now I got to go to a break, so I can't cover all of it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.